This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Ryan Whitney was telling a story about it. He got a chance to play golf with Jordan down in Florida. Buddy Nowitz, who played in the NHL, became close friends with Jordan. So Wick goes down and plays with him.
Buddy Nowitz?
No, a buddy of Wits. Oh. Ryan Whitney's. Not Buddy Nowitz. You idiot. He was a tough guy.
Buddy Nowitz.
Witsy.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Do you know how hard it is to get a 1500 out of an SAT?
Do you understand how smart I actually am?
On 98.7 ESPN.
You know this woman, this Dr. Elvira? That I've told you she's emailed a bunch.
She doesn't like you?
She's
the one that hates you.
Hates me.
Okay, yeah.
She loves you, though.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah. Dave, a 1280 is embarrassing. You're not a genius. I got a 1540 on my SAT. Rick is smarter than you. You should be living in a van down by the river, you bleep.
You know,
what?
Two things. One, I used to feel really good about my 1280 SAT score, and now, like, the
past, you and I got the same thing?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And now, like, I feel incredibly dumb for these people who are now coming at you. You, first of all, saying it's nothing, and then you expect to score 1500 like it's nothing. Like,
I didn't say nothing.
Like it's nothing.
I don't think I took anything.
You said he would study first, though.
I didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't even study for it. No.
But you know, I felt good about that score for years, and now all of a sudden I don't feel good about it. And then also, does every one of us have like a nemesis that just emails Dave all the time? Like,
you have JJ.
I've got JJ.
I have Dr. Elvira. I mean,
RJ's got somebody.
I don't even tell you. I get like 5 to 7 to 10 a day from her. How much she hates me.
No, then she really hates you.
Oh, she. It's a special hate. No, but nobody hates RJ.
Or she really loves you. Could be one.
Maybe
of the
that.
Other.
Maybe she. If you know, quietly is in
she
love
has
with
a thing
me.
For you.
Yeah. No one hates RJ. I don't think anybody hates Rick.
Didn't RJ get like a couple nasty ones from somebody?
Well, everyone gets a couple of nasty strays, but I don't think he has like a stalker kind of thing.
But it was from like the same person, wasn't it? I can't really recall. I thought it was from the same person. Rick's got.
How about we have this? How about we have this? Let's take RJ and I out of this thing. We do an SAT Raymond versus Dave.
Well, somebody suggested on Twitter
for supremacy.
No.
Somebody suggested on Twitter that the loser of next year's picks just has to take the SAT and post a score.
That would be good. Or how about an IQ test?
I want the loser
Let's
of
see
the best
really
next
who
year.
Is the smartest of the four of us.
I want the loser of the best next year to have to sing the national anthem at something.
I got to pay off this year first. I mean, I've heard nothing.
Now you're eager.
What are you looking at?
And wait a minute.
You want everybody to see it.
What the hell is
I don't know if it did get current shape. I would be I'd be banging down the door to be naked on a billboard right now.
I thought he was doing better. What happened?
He's doing better.
I don't need to be here.
I wouldn't be like, hey, can we get me on a billboard tomorrow?
No, I mean, listen, I'm willing to pay it off, but it feels like we've hit a snag here. Have you heard anything about it?
No, and it doesn't surprise me one bit. This is why being attacked by the dogs was a smart way to go.
I hate when you like looking like my stomach. You make me feel so
checking
self-conscious.
You out.
Like, well, I wouldn't be in a
I'm
rush
just
against
checking
this.
You
I'm
out.
Jerk. I was going to read another nice email for you. Maybe I won't. It's from Louis C.
Okay.
I shouldn't tell
no,
you.
No, don't. Don't close your eyes. You can tell me.
Latin was an honors course while I was in high school, further proving that Ricky is wicked smart.
Wicked. I got kicked out of a Latin class one time. Not my finest moment.
When you made the naked bookmark.
No, this was Latin. And the teacher asked me, how come honors can't be in the sentence? I said, because it stinks. Not funny.
Do you like apples?
Well, what do I
maybe
mean,
I was bored. You think maybe no, I was
nobody,
bored? I wasn't
challenged. Nobody leads you down the wrong way, down a one-way road more than you.
Maybe I wasn't challenged at the time.
Maybe. Well, you're challenged now, I'll tell you that. I'll tell you that. You know what? Let's hear, because I've been teasing it for hours now, and I have not paid it off. Albert Breer was on Rich Eisen, and he discussed what the Giants are doing around NFL circles right now.
And they are, I can say this, one of the teams that has inquired with teams in the top three about a move up. Doesn't mean it's going to happen,
right?
But they've inquired with teams about doing that. And so I think they're looking at all of their options at quarterback now. And I think that if the right opportunity comes along, they are in position to take the young quarterback now. And Daniel Jones's contract sort of sets up this way, right? Like where, I mean, everybody went crazy and you know, 4 years, $160 million. Really what it was a two-year, $80 million deal. It allows them to bail from the contract after 2025, which, you know, they knew they weren't drafting one last year. And so like now this year puts them in a position where they could draft one and have Daniel Jones there as the placeholder.
Right. We've discussed that forever, right? Jones has one more year and you can get out from under from him. So he comes in and it's a Kurt Warner, Eli Manning kind of situation. You have the young kid waiting in the wings and away you go. The only thing is, how do you get it? Because if you need to get to the top three, and those teams are not willing to trade out of the top three, you might want to do everything to be able to move up and get that guy. You might not be able to get that guy.
Right. I mean, you're at the mercy of those top two, I mean, top three teams. The Bears are taking a quarterback. Washington is going to take a quarterback.
Correct.
The team that you've heard, and I actually heard yesterday, I know you heard the same thing, is that maybe New England isn't going to take a quarterback.
Right. So if they take, I mean, tell me it doesn't make sense from New England's perspective, trade nominally for Justin Fields. Don't even extend them. Mm-hmm. Let's just see what he is. If he's great, you keep him. If not, okay. And then you draft Marvin Harrison.
Yeah, I just don't know how the New England Patriots fans would react to that. You have the third overall pick. This is supposed to be a draft that is flush with
right
with quarterback talent. And you got a new head coach. Bill Belichick leaves. You just moved on from Mac Jones. Yeah, the wide receiver is great, but who's throwing the football? Jacoby Brissett? I like your Fields idea, but it all comes down to how much, because not all these quarterbacks are going to be good. Your conviction in the one that you like. And if that one is gone, then you pivot, because they do need a wide receiver. The draft that I saw that had the Jet, it was actually good for the Giants, was Caleb Williams went one, Drake May went two to Washington.
Okay.
Patriots didn't want a quarterback, so they went Marvin Harrison because they probably suspect that Arizona's going to take Harrison.
Who might actually be the highest ranked player on the board.
Right. So then the Giants were able to get up to four. They actually made a deal in this month.
With Arizona, because Arizona wants Harrison, but if he's not there.
Right, and they took Jaden Daniels with four.
Right. Right. I mean, they certainly could do that, or if Drake May is sitting there at four, move up and get him, or maybe stand pat. See, you know what it actually kind of feels like? It kind of feels like if you want one of the four quarterbacks, you might have to trade up just to get J.J. McCarthy at this point. If, in fact, New England goes quarterback at three, and even if Arizona doesn't, maybe the Chargers accept the trade, and now J.J. McCarthy goes there, or whoever else goes there.
Well, I think it's going to be pretty clear. If you like J.J. McCarthy, the impression that I get is that you're going to have to get ahead of the Giants if they don't move from six.
So that would be a scalding hot take that was dead on.
With J.J. McCarthy?
I said J.J. McCarthy to the Giants. How long ago? Six months ago.
It was a long time ago, yeah.
Long time ago.
It's to make up for your stupid Will Levis take, but this one was better.
But you know what? You're gonna miss on quite a few.
I get it.
I've had some good hits.
Some great hits.
Yes.
Your slugging percentage is through the roof.
Through the roof.
He's not like dribbling singles.
No. I said DeGrom would not be back with the Mets. That was scalding hot at the time. I said Texas Rangers postseason team, scalding hot.
You are scalding hot.
Thank you.
In a lot of ways. And a genius.
I'd like to think so.
No, back to what we were just talking about, though. Albert Breer. Now, okay, this is the problem, and I'm not going to get into this conversation again with all those people. We got to win games. Okay, fine. When you're trying to get a quarterback, it'd be much nicer to have one of the top three picks as opposed to having a trade-up to try to get one of the top three picks, and you're at the mercy of whatever the team is. The Giants are really well-positioned to draft a quarterback.
You don't mean the sixth spot. You mean the way they're set up.
The way they're set up.
Right.
Almost perfectly.
I agree with that.
Like with how Daniel Jones' contract is structured, right? I mean, it just with the head coach, no rush to play him. You bring in Drew Lock, so God forbid something happens to Daniel Jones, there's no rush to put the young kid on the field. Like he could actually sit back, which all leads you to believe when you hear about Drake May and how people talk about Drake May project, what better place for him to be?
Yeah. And apparently they like him. And
that's the name you can hear.
I don't want to say he is Josh Allen.
Remind you of.
But he has some Josh Allen similarities. He's big. He likes to run. He's got a big arm. I mean, Brian Daboll did some magical things. And you know what else, remember? There was a ton of people that had no interest in Josh Allen.
Hey, it was too much of a project.
Too much of a project.
Yeah.
And now look at him.
Well, I mean, again, it goes back to what we always talk about, just though. Is, I mean, it's a lot of it is, you know, where you're drafted, how you're handled, coaching staff, how you're developed. And he was, I mean, he was in a good spot, developed the right way. And then the second he got Steph Diggs, you know, it kind of just took right off. But I don't know. We'll see, because I think that's the big thing here is, as much as you might love Drake May, there's a chance that he's just not there for you.
Well, it's a chance that nobody's there for you. If you stay at six,
well, I think there's
six,
a better.
If you stay at six, you might get none of the four. You might. If they go 1, 2, 3, somebody's going to move up and take McCarthy. You're going to be left holding the bag. Can you imagine that if you have the sixth pick and you can't get one of the four quarterbacks available?
Yeah, you get a hell of a receiver, though.
You would get any receiver not named Marvin Harrison. So, four quarterbacks gone, Harrison gone. Again, but Rick, as great as Neighbors or Odunze or Alt are going to be, if you don't have the future quarterback, what do you really have?
Well, you have the opportunity now, I guess, to try to get one of the other quarterbacks.
So you're going to get a Penix or a Bo Nix?
Well, if you're hell-bent on getting a quarterback.
I guess.
Which I think you probably should be.
It doesn't feel to me like that is... I guess if you love them, you love them.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's someone that they really love because they're trying to get up in the top three to get him. And they don't want to risk... Not, dude, I mean, if you're trying to get to the top three, you just said it. Two are going to go 1-2. And now if you have, you know, depending on who you like, Drake May or J.J. McCarthy, you'll have that choice at three. Or even, I mean, I guess if May goes two, whatever it is. But, I mean, if you're trying to get to the top three, you're probably thinking what you just said is, I don't know, I can't wait for six. I need to take a quarterback in this draft. I can't wait till six because someone, I mean, the thought is someone will jump over me.
And which just makes me go back to, great, you beat New England.
Super.
You beat Green Bay. Just absolutely phenomenal. You like Field Yates, yes?
I love Field Yates.
So he has a new, he's calling it a mini mock. Cause it's
is that because of his size?
No.
He's not big.
RJ, it's not because of his size, right, that they call this a mini mock?
I don't think so, but in all fairness and transparency, we are of similar height and stature. So, I don't know.
Let's be fair.
I'm not going after him, though.
RJ is Field Yates.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
very similar.
Similar look.
Yep.
Similar size.
He's the better looking, more successful version of me.
Yes. You're the cable Field Yates.
Yeah, I'd say so.
I think what he means by mini mock is it's only 15 picks. Mm. It's not the full all the way. Here's what he has. Would you like to hear?
Yes, I
turned
like
the mic
well,
thing
I pressed
on.
Them, I went.
Listen, I did it earlier. I get it. I understand. Bears, he has taking Caleb Williams. Commanders, he has taking Jaden Daniels. Patriots, Drake May. He says there's no consolation prize among the three top quarterbacks in this class. They're all really good. Cardinals, Marvin Harrison. Chargers, J.C. Latham, which is the first I've seen him going as high as five, offensive tackle from Alabama. Giants, Malik Neighbors. So you don't get your quarterback yet again in his mock. Titans, Joe Alt. I think they'd be thrilled with that at seven. Falcons, Dallas Turner, edge from Alabama. Bears again, Rome Odunze. You imagine if they got Odunze and Caleb Williams with DJ Moore?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. And the Jets, Fashanu from Penn State.
That would be nice.
The offensive lineman. Yeah, you'd be thrilled about
that. Well, in his draft, too, Fuaga's still available, too, but...
He has Vikings at 11 going J.J. McCarthy. I'm sorry, I love Field. I don't see any way McCarthy lasts to 11. There's no way he's lasting to 11.
Well, listen, I mean, he must think that the Giants like Drake May, which is the name we heard, and aren't that interested in J.J. McCarthy, or there's not that same kind of urgency that Albert Breer feels like there is, or
I would be stunned,
a lot of the people you talk to.
Stunned if McCarthy was there at 6 and the Giants let him go by. I would be really surprised. He has McCarthy going 11 to the Vikings. Broncos taking Terrion Arnold, corner from Alabama. Raiders going with Fuaga from Oregon State. Saints at 14, Fatanu from Washington. And the Colts at 15, Mitchell, the corner who's rising up the ranks out of Toledo.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
I'll ask this to everybody, not just Dave, everybody. We got the football purists. Yeah, the smart football people.
Right. Now, everybody, meaning guys on the show.
Guys on the show.
Or you opening up the phone lines to this question as well.
Well, I mean, I guess I could. What do you think? What is the expectation for this Giants team? From what you've seen in free agency, if they don't draft a quarterback and Daniel Jones is this season, is the he's going to start week one, but is the guy for this season and there's no... there's no backup plan. There's no one that you drafted.
So that what are the odds that it's Jones?
No. What is this team going to be?
Who did they bring in to back up again?
Drew Lock, yeah.
Decent backup.
Decent backup, but he's not better than Jones.
No, he's not better than Jones. But I'm just considering if something happens to Jones again.
You're going
to
draft Neighbors or Adunze?
Yep. You don't get the quarterback.
I think you're a 500-ish team.
500-ish team?
Yeah.
RJ, what are they?
Yeah, I'd without nitpicking your opponents, yeah, somewhere in that ballpark, 9-ish wins.
Raymond?
It feels like it's yo-yoing because I get the feeling from the Giants this year, like I did the first year Dable took over, where people don't expect much from them, but they should expect a team that's competing for one of those last playoff spots. I think they're slightly over 500.
Yeah, I think they're right there. I think 9-8 get into the playoffs is certainly realistic.
Offensive line is better. Defensive line is a beast. Like that's the two most important things aside from the quarterback.
Okay, here's the question for you: would you rather be what you were 2 years ago, where you get in, maybe you even win a game, and then you just can't compete against the big boys, or even take a step back or kind of tread water for a year, but have the young quarterback in the fold, and now in 2 years he becomes the guy.
Well, that's why this is a big year, because this is the year that's going to validate what their actual plan was, right? So if you have to
take a quarterback.
Yeah.
You have to.
I think Dave is right. I think that they're going to do everything they can to try and get one of these quarterbacks here.
Before we get to Sim, Sharp Hat has chimed in. Sent me a little note, said, forget the SATs and an IQ test. We make everyone we interview take a logic test and the Wonderlic test. Take those. I'll give you guys all of our tests to see who's the smartest of the four of you. Have you ever taken a Wonderlic?
No.
Surprised by that.
I'd be terrific at it.
Well, so you think.
Hockey had no equivalent?
I don't know. I took a psych. We took like a psych. I don't know if it was a Wonderlic. We took some kind of like psych evaluation.
We're like, oof, boy. Imagine that. It's like
is that saved somewhere like in the league offices?
Yeah, I would imagine.
You think they got those in a vault somewhere?
No, I think it was to find out like what motivates you, like what kind of person you are.
I'll always remember Gil Brandt showing me like when the Aaron Hernandez thing started going down. Gil Brandt showing me the scouting report that the whole league had on him. And where
everybody knew that he was a
right,
wildly
like,
troubled
like,
guy.
They grade everything on a scale of 1 to 10 and like all the physicals and everything. Like everything was like a 7, 8, 9, a couple tens. And then social interaction was a 1. They knew.
I guess they had weird, I haven't seen it yet, the Patriots Way. Is that the Apple?
No, Dynasty.
The Dynasty is called. I guess they have some stuff about him. Have you seen it?
I haven't started yet.
And I guess it's like, even that, it's like, oof, he's very awkward.
Well, you heard some of the stuff going on in Florida when he was down there with him.
That he allegedly killed people. Yes.
Yes, Dave.
What? I was going to say that, but
well,
yeah.
What did I say that's wrong?
No, it's not wrong.
I don't know if that was common knowledge, but yeah.
Well, but in the documentary about him, it was.
Yeah, in the documentary.
Oh, they did?
That
was in the documentary about
absolutely.
That incident.
At a nightclub, right?
Guys. Yep.
Yeah.
He saw them leaving. Yeah, nasty. You got to give RJ time for Sim.
What? I was going to throw it to him. RJ, time for Sim.
Now.
See ya!
Bang! Touchdown! Rebound score!
The sh** you missed.
Thank you, Genius Dave.
You're welcome, average RJ.
Oh. I think 1180 is actually above average.
Yeah.
It's maybe on the higher end of above, or lower end of above average.
I would, honestly, I think
per
if
square
we,
inch
if we do this now.
You.
What?
Per square inch, he's smarter than you.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think we do this now. Rick gets a 1340.
Ooh.
1340 is excellent.
That's nice. That's
Raymond
nice.
Is a 1300. RJ comes in right in that grouping.
This stage of my life.
I'm like a 1460.
My recall is not nearly what it used to be. I'll take
1460.
It.
1460.
I think probably so, yeah.
Just rip it right off.
What is the logic test? Google that.
I don't know.
Check it out. You mentioned Field Yates. He says that the Jets and C.J. Mosley have agreed to a new 2-year, $17 million deal, $13 million of a guarantee. That replaces the final year of his old deal that had no leftover guarantees that he was set to play under. He will not. The new deal, $9 million fully guaranteed for this coming season. Jets also got their punter back, Thomas Morstead, 2-year, around $5 million in maximum value. So you get arguably your best player back. So that's a plus.
Funny. Thanks.
Jordan Whitehead will not be back safety. He's headed back to the Bucs. 2 years, $9 million. He heads out from Florham Park. Some other news and notes around the NFL. Calvin Ridley gets paid 4 years, $92 million, $50 million guaranteed from the Titans.
I hadn't even heard anything about the Titans. What I'd heard was Jaguars Patriots the whole way through, and then all of a sudden the Titans just kind of
swooped in.
Yeah, leapt in here.
Yeah, they've revitalized their skill positions. They look.
Why wouldn't they pay AJ Brown?
Yeah, I don't know.
Good.
It doesn't make any sense. Although he did used to get hurt there.
Yes.
It doesn't seem like he really gets hurt now with Philadelphia.
Correct. Mike Williams cut by the Chargers. They clear $20 million in cap space. Joe Flacco has a new home. It's in Indianapolis on a one-year, $8.7 million deal. The Raiders cut Jimmy Garoppolo and Hunter Renfrow. They save $19 million in cap space. Bobby Wagner to the Commanders. Bengals get former Jet Sheldon Rankins. Nice 2 years, $26
million. Find the Wagner one to be curious. Just because he's a guy that's won. He's at the tail end of his career. They're not going to win anything in Washington. I would have thought he would go to a team that like has a real chance.
I would have thought he'd stay in Seattle.
He's also his head coach.
It's the Dan Quinn factor.
Yeah. Okay, I understand.
I would have thought Seattle would want him back, unless it's a money issue.
Well, you must be happy that he's gone, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Cardinals get offensive tackle Jonah Williams. 2 years, $30 million, which is a nice deal for him. Cowboys steal Eric Kendricks from my Niners, which is not very nice, Raymond. They get him on a one-year deal. Some rule proposals for this coming season. We're getting to that time of year where you can turn in rules you'd like to see change if you're NFL teams. Some of them. How about the Eagles? They want to replace the onside kick with 1 4th and 20 from your own 20. Any interest?
We've heard about that forever.
Well,
the thing that worries me about that is, you know, what happens if you have like a defensive holding? Now you're in.
Yep.
The whole thing starts off.
Well, remember they tried that play down the right sideline. Try to get the defensive holding.
That's right.
Sirianni.
Yep.
Eagles
very
also
clever.
Want to see tenths of a second in the final minute of each half on the clock instead of just a whole second.
How is it the Eagles always the innovative team with these proposals?
But I don't know. I mean, how in the world are you going to get it down to the tenth of the second?
Well, like,
what do you mean? Most like NHL clocks, NBA?
NBA, I get it. I don't know.
What
do you mean? It just feels like it's very difficult.
1380, huh? It seems pretty.
I'm not saying you can't use a tenth of the second clock. Forget it. You know
well
what?
I'm just at such a higher level
than all you guys.
At a higher level.
Just can't imagine bigger scoreboards. I don't go. You know, to be fair, that's not in the math section of the SAT, so that wouldn't be in there. The Colts.
I'm done.
That's okay. The Colts want to allow coaches to challenge any foul, which seems like a brilliant
idea. If the
idea.
Jets don't win Mike Williams a Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers,
he's robbing this whole experiment.
The worst thing that has ever happened to the Jets.
The latest example.
And that is just.
Was it necessary, you think?
I told you I was done.
I see.
All right, you said that's okay. What?
That was you that did
yeah,
that?
Yeah, was him.
I'll do it again too. You want
I'm going to no. turn yours off now.
Shut him off.
Don't you dare.
Shut his off.
Then you don't. I'll just start singing.
Try pressing it.
What?
Try pressing it.
They turned it off.
Yes.
We are New York. Go ahead, RJ.
No.
Sing a different song.
Nope,
don't sing
good.
That one.
No, I'll wait till he starts.
Sing something different.
No, we're just going to listen to the music then.
We have so much you missed, RJ. Please. Don't let this big
He's a
baby.
Liability.
He is a liability.
you're talking about the leader grabbing people by the face mask. He's a liability. That's exactly it.
Colts.
We are New York, and we love basketball.
Yeah, the next
shut
step
his mic
is the
down,
mic.
Please.
The next step is the mic.
Good. Then if you shut everything I have off, in theory, I should be allowed to leave.
Right.
Right.
Okay. Colts want to propose to allow coaches to challenge any foul, which does not seem like a good idea. The Lions want coaches to get a third challenge if they get one of two, correct?
I'd be fine with that.
Not both. Steelers want to move the trade deadline back a week to after week 9. I guess six other teams want it to be week 10 or later.
I have a proposal.
Sure.
This is serious now. Mm. Unlimited challenges if you keep getting them right.
Oh, not opposed.
I don't hate it.
I mean, if they keep making a mistake and you call them out on it, then you can challenge 15
times. Yeah, you
should
be punished for getting it right.
Right.
Yeah. I don't hate it. Yankees beat the Red Sox 9-4, 3 hits for Anthony Rizzo. Carlos Rodon, pretty good. 1 run over 4. Also giving up 1 run over 4 was Luis Severino. Mets beat the Astros 6-5. Jose Quintana, your opening day starter for the Mets. That'll be on March 28th against the Brewers. Freddie Peralta will start for those Brewers. Who they will not have, Milwaukee, Devin Williams, all-star closer.
That's bad.
Out 3 months. Padres get Dylan Cease from the White Sox, one-time Yankee trade target, according to rumors. That deal to the White Sox, this is interesting. Drew Thorpe, whom the Padres got in the Juan Soto deal from the Yankees. Lucas Giolito has had surgery yesterday for Boston. UCL repaired. He's done for the year. Paolo Banchero scores 21. Magic over the Nets, 114-106. Luka Doncic left yesterday. Hamstring soreness. And that ends his streak of seven straight triple-doubles. Mavs beat the Warriors. How about a little college hoops? Your tournament update driven by Nissan. Rutgers, their season is over. 65-51, they lose to Maryland. Big Ten tournament. Montana State punches their ticket, as do Colgate, who won the Patriot League over Lehigh, and McNeese State. That your tournament update driven by Nissan. Coming at you with all the excitement of a Hollywood blockbuster at the Nissan Thrill of the Drive sales event. Shop impressive savings at NissanUSA.com today. And that's the bleep you missed.
You're really good. You do a very nice
job. Not bad for 1180.
Not bad for 1180.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
I got that Dr. Elvira. Raymond has JJ. Channon sent me an email.
Said, Channon's dead to me.
He said, well, I think
I
it's
used
the
to
point.
Like Channon.
He said, by the way, I hate Rick. Don't Good. Get it twisted. You only annoy me, Dave.
Great.
So he doesn't love me, but he hates
Super.
You.
Super. I thought y'all got along.
Who, me and Channon?
Rick and
well,
Channon.
I used to like him.
No, he feels that Rick cheaped out on the wager.
Okay, he could feel that way. I didn't think he'd actually hate him.
Well,
before.
He does.
He's a bad guy.
I gotta talk to him. I gotta talk to him.
No, because you're gonna try to dissuade him from hating. Hate is hate.
I don't want to.
Hate.
I've known Channon a long time. He's my friend. Coach.
Canoe.
I don't want him and Rick hating each other.
JH says, you can't even download an app to control the garage. You're a bigger useless bleep than I originally thought. You truly are an oxygen thief. Go away.
That seems pretty hateful.
Yeah. I tell you, I think there's a lot of people that hate me.
Those people are tough, though. Like the, I wouldn't call you an oxygen leech, but like the energy leeches.
Well, I'm not an energy leech.
No, absolutely not. You bring a lot of energy to the party. I mean, you know those people I'm talking about.
Everything's negative.
Just suck the life right out of the
room. How's it going? Well, yeah. I mean,
the worst.
I talked to someone the other day, and this person, it's so cold. I can't take the weather anymore. I go, well, it's going to get warmer this week. Then my allergies are going to start.
Oh, no.
Like, well, I mean,
nothing's ever good.
What do you want?
It's supposed to be nice today.
70 degrees today.
70.
Right.
Maybe you take the shirt off today and get a little sun.
Maybe I will.
Maybe you do.
I got a little
Shoot
breakfast
the billboard
after
yourself.
The show.
Living billboard.
A living billboard. You can come over and watch it in action.
Maybe, RJ, maybe that's
out
what
of the
we do.
Deck.
Since the billboard's never going to happen, maybe we just make him stand like on the corner of this with no shirt on for
like here's John, what we do. Like John Soon, no he, shirt he, on the corner doing Stump Rothenberg.
No, you just do the...
I would sign up for that now.
You do the John Cena bit at the Oscars.
On Instagram Live.
You do that. You hold an envelope in front of
yeah,
yourself.
Yeah, but he looked... I mean, he wins.
Yeah, I don't know the downside in that.
Right, there's no downside.
No, it looks great with no clothes.
The card
on.
Slips out. Ooh, there's my
right.
You know.
Especially, yeah, right.
Oops.
Oops.
Yeah. Sharp Hat says you won't find the logic test. They created their own logic test. But I think the Wonderlic would be terrific to do.
Did they say that they use it to hire people?
Yeah. They take both, logic and Wonderlic.
That's right. Wow. So person needs to go to the ER because they're having palpitations football Sunday. What are you doing? No way. You're out.
Well, was that one of the questions?
Well, it would be like if it got to that for me, I wouldn't get hired. I'm sorry, I can't. Or maybe they look at that as I'm so dedicated to my craft. You're willing to sacrifice anything for what you believe and what you love.
Work calls. Sharp Hat calls on a Sunday. Hey, we need you to do this.
There's no way.
Okay, so you're fired.
There's zero chance.
No chance you're hired.
Why? Why would they want me to work on a Sunday?
In case something happens.
What's going to happen? A computer emergency?
Who knows?
A coding emergency?
Yeah, maybe an analyst went down. They need another analyst.
Well, I'm not an analyst.
Why are you saying it like that?
You're dedicated to football. That's it.
That's right.
Doesn't matter. Friends, family, events, nothing.
Now you're catching on.
So you're out.
That's right.
Yeah. So now you have no job. Meanwhile, me, RJ, and Santi,
we're running
Sharp Hat.
Good. I'm glad.
You, no swag. You're not getting a mug.
I don't want it.
Sweatshirt.
If me getting swag means that I have to work on football Sundays, I'd prefer not to get the swag.
All right.
All right. And I'll tell you another thing. I think Sharp Hat loves football so much, they wouldn't ask me to work on a football Sunday. If there really is true love, you don't ask people to do something they're so vehemently opposed to doing.
Sometimes you have to make sacrifices. And you have to make a sacrifice at some point for Sharp Hat. And they see through your logic test,
right?
No chance that's happening.
That's right.
We can't hire you.
Then don't hire me.
Like RJ said, liability. Liability.
Liability.
Yep.
RJ, you look at me as an employee liability?
I mean, if you're not going to show up, I mean,
No, 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 no. It doesn't mean I'm not going to show up. I'm not going to show up in an emergency on a Sunday. Well,
let's talk about the not showing up, HR violations left and right. Come on now.
Well, here's the thing. If you remember back to the meetings, we're not allowed to say what this is. Sharp Hat Partners, very big organization that has something to do with football.
Yes.
That could land you in an emergency situation on a Sunday.
Well, not me. Mm. Won't land me in an emergency situation.
Point.
You guys can put out those fires.
No.
So let's just say the, commissioner, shall we say, of a certain organization calls you, says, hey, Dave.
We'll call him Roger. We'll pick that name.
For fun.
Yeah.
And you're like, listen, Rog, I got a close game going on in Atlanta.
That's right.
I got no time for you.
That's right.
Listen, Raj, why don't you call John Winthrop because he's paying attention to what's going on outside the
20s. That's right.
I'm focused on what's going on inside the 20s.
I'm focused on all of it.
Yeah.
you get to the 40, I'm involved. John, not so much. 36, I'm involved. John doesn't care. He doesn't care. I mean, when you're 1 yard away from that red zone, the 21-yard line, John has no idea that's actually happening.
No idea. It's a tough look for him. It really is. The more you think about it.
It's brutal.
It's a really tough look.
Brutal. Not interested in a defensive battle?
It's the meat. You just eat the bread?
Now, do we even know... Here's an interesting question. Do we even know he's interested in your own? Like, what happens if you get pinned at your own two? That's not the red zone. It's not that
he's probably not going to get a chance to see that.
It's not that he's interested in the... From the 1 to the 20 and the 20 to the 1. He's only interested in the red zone. Only when you get in scoring range.
He's not interested in the defensive red zone.
No. Right? John would have never seen Joe Judge take those quarterback knees on second and third down against Washington a couple years back.
No.
Nope. Safeties, not interested.
Not interested. You make a really... Today was your strongest argument.
That was a beautiful flaw I just picked out in his argument. So there's 20 yards of the field which interests John.
That's it.
I rest my case, Your Honor. Raven, do I have the ability to play sound again?
You've been granted the privileges, provided you can.
I'm going to play one at a time. Here's Aaron Boone, courtesy of Yes. Not really certain about Gerrit Cole.
There's still more to go, so I don't really have anything for you yet. When we have it all, and I'll let you guys know. But as of now, it's still, still going through the test phase and all the different people weighing in.
I would be still panicked if I'm a Yankees fan. The fact that this guy has great doctors in New York but needs a special specialist, tends us to go out to LA.
Well, I think
for
you want the best of the best, too.
Oh, of course you do. But right. Again, it's not like you're dealing with, you know, some quack here in New York. The HSS, no, they have some great doctors.
Correct. Let me give you an example, okay? When I hurt my hip, we had great doctors. Doctors that I trust doing pretty much everything.
Okay.
But then I also had the opportunity to go to the guy who actually invented, like, the tools, the recovery rate.
Right, which is why you would go to Dr. James Andrews in Alabama, because he is a pioneer.
Right, so I went to Dr. Philippon because he was the pioneer in the surgery.
Right.
So similar to that, it's okay, here's the results. We did MRI, CT scan, x-rays. This is what we see. There's no tear. This is how we feel about it. Okay, that's great, but if you don't see anything, someone's going to tell me then what the hell is happening in my elbow. So I'm going to go, I'll send my stuff to him. And then, you know, once he says, hey, we'd like to come see you, I'll fly to L.A., try to figure this thing out. Like, as an athlete, as anyone, I don't care who you are, you just want to know what's wrong.
Of course. What would concern me is that there's such uncertainty. We had our doctor examine, take the MRI, four other doctors here looked at it. We could send those results to anybody that they could look at them, but he needs to touch and feel and see exactly what's going on. Again, it's just, I think it's a major red flag.
Right, but I also think it too, I mean, just... And now you can say, you know, if you agree with this or not, but it could also be something like where we don't see a tear, right? So I'm not going to go, we don't want to go in there if there's not a tear, right?
Of course not.
And then, you know, now I'm going to go to someone that's actually going to, you know, let's see what this thing really feels like. Because if I'm Gerrit Cole, I got to wonder the same thing that you talked about earlier in the show. Worst case scenario is, hey, let's rehab this. We'll strengthen it. You know, 1-2 months, you come back, you start ramping it up, and boom, now you've wasted, you
right.
know, a
so
whole
so now you
season.
Get to July, and now he tears it, and now he's out for a year.
Now it's
and
two seasons.
Right. So you miss all of this year as far as really having Cole, and you miss at least half of next season. And it's not like you ramp him back up to 100% by next July or August.
See, that's what I would really, I mean, that for me would be the biggest hold.
I would, you know what, I would want him to examine. I want him to give me everything.
A definitive
that he
answer.
Can, but I would want him to tell me, I want to play, I want the odds, doctor. I want the odds that at some point in the next whatever, I'm going to need Tommy John surgery, right? I want to know, in your mind, is this going to happen or not? And if you say yes, you believe that I'm going to need it, I want to do it now.
This is such a bad place to be in, though.
You're in no man's land.
Well, there's no guarantee either way.
Right.
It could be, yeah, in a month, 2 months, you feel great, and you're back to being Gerrit Cole, and who knows if it ever happens.
Sure.
Or it
but
could
that's
be,
why I'd want... You know what? There's a 20% chance. Like, I would want to know. I need something to go on.
I understand that. But that, I mean, that doubt for a doctor to try to tell you that, it would be tough.
Of course it would.
But I think for a lot of New York fans, just in general, that pay attention to baseball, it does kind of give you that Jacob DeGrom kind of vibe. It felt like every test he took, it was always, you know, outside of the stress fracture in his shoulder, whatever it was. No,
it's fine. It's great, but it was never fine.
And then boom.
Right. And then for me, the Mets fan, every time I'd watch him pitch, I would have the palpitations of, is this going to be the last pitch? Is this going to be the one that, you know, he's thrown his ninth consecutive pitch over 100 miles an hour. Is this going to be the game?
And I also think, too, the other thing I would be concerned about if I was Gerrit Cole, and I would obviously ask Neil Eltrosch this, is, you know, how does this pain... You know, pitching is one of those things, and we always talk about how, like, I show my son, Gerrit Cole, throwing a baseball because it's almost
right.
perfect. How will this affect my shoulder? Like, if I'm pitching through this pain, you don't know what it is. You say structurally I'm fine, but I do have pain in my elbow. Does it change my mechanics where all of a sudden now I'm putting too much stress on my shoulder?
Right, because you could compensate.
And now we're talking about a shoulder injury, which is even worse.
Because you compensate. When something's not right, you change potentially mechanics and you compensate to make it feel more comfortable.
This is brutal, man.
It's terrible.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
You know what band this is?
Yeah, I know exactly what band it is. I was kind of just impressed with this, the little draft conversation we were just having.
How so?
We're just chopping it up.
Well, that's what we do.
Throw out Lad McConkey's and you name it.
Well, that's our little wheelhouse.
Love it.
And you do know that it's going to be asked a million times. You don't really remember because this kind of predates you being a football fan. 86, you don't remember that, right?
I do remember 86.
You remember Phil McConkey?
I don't remember Phil McConkey. The only reason I remember it because I told you is that's when I had my my Chicago Bears
right
Walter Payton uniform.
Right. So Phil McConkey was certainly not a great Giants player, but an iconic Giants player. Punt returner, caught a touchdown in the Super Bowl. And a lot of people have asked, is Lad McConkey Phil's? And no. No relation.
No McConkey relationship.
None whatsoever.
All right. Good receiver, though. Really good.
Yeah. We're just talking about this. I mean, if I told you right now you could use next year's two on T. Higgins,
mm-hmm.
and you have to now pay him $25 million.
The Michael Pittman Jr. Right. contract, yeah.
Which is what, 3 for $71, I think?
Or 70 or 71.
Okay. Yeah. So that's 23+ a year. Does that entice you more than taking a receiver? Now, you don't have a second-round pick this year, but, I mean, getting we know, and Rich Cimini just said, there's so much depth at receiver in this draft. Like, would you rather have Lad McConkey at three, not that you'll get him, but at $3 million a year for 4 or 5 years? Or would you rather mortgage that much and spend that much on T. Higgins?
I think that would all depend on how you feel about having a proven commodity as someone, as opposed to someone that you haven't seen play in the NFL yet.
I think I'd rather just roll the dice. You're talking about a difference of like $20 million
right,
a year.
I get it. I understand that. And we all, let's also recognize, like to what Santi was talking about earlier, we just did it with CJ Mosley. Like there are moves that you can make that will eventually, like you'll eventually have to pay the price for, but you know, in the present moment, we'll give you kind of, you know, create as much cap space as you're looking to create. Are the Jets in that kind of position where they can, I'm going to say risk that, but.
Well, I would actually.
The coaching staff has to win right now.
Right. Well,
like,
I think the Jets.
Hey, we think Lad's going to be good.
No,
wasn't
I think
great
for the Jets, it's probably go after the proven
commodity.
Like
I'm asking you because if it's me and I'm Joe Douglas or I'm Robert Saleh, knowing I have a mandate from my owner, pretty much you have
right.
to make the playoffs.
I think if you're the Jets, if this of course is if Rodgers is not running the country, of course, that you would pull the trigger and make the trade.
I think you also have to take into account, though, to one of the reasons why I may choose Lad McConkey instead of the trade you just mentioned is you also have to keep in mind what you're doing with the guys that you already have, right? And how those and how the time frames match up. You're gonna have to pay Garrett Wilson, right? You're gonna have to pay Jermaine Johnson.
Sure, you are. Sauce.
Yeah, like there's your own guys you're gonna have to pay.
Vera Tucker.
So if all of a sudden now I'm you know putting myself into a long term deal with T. Higgins for big money, how does that affect how I'm going to spend my money later as opposed to, you know, drafting a kid?
Right. Busy night in sports tonight, by the
way.
It's
a good night in sports tonight.
Rangers at the Lightning. Now, we must have both games, right, RJ? We start with Rangers-Lightning at 7, and then we dip right into the Knicks and the Blazers at 10. Is that accurate?
I wish that were the case. It's not accurate. No, the Rangers are on 10:50.
The Rangers are on 10:50.
Correct. And Don's doing the whole shebang, by the way. Don's pre and post hosting. It's got the play-by-play with Dave down there in Tampa. It's going to be a fun time.
See, if you had paid attention to the DNR sheet.
I'm on the DNR
sheet. Yeah, okay, go down. See Greeny, Bardnahan, TMKS.
Yep.
You'd notice.
Grasso, 6:30 to 9:30.
There's a full Grasso.
Yep, you're right. But when I looked New York today, it didn't say that. You're right. My mistake. So anyway, Rangers Lightning, 10:50 a.m., 7 o'clock tonight. Islanders Sabres in what is turned into a big game between the two of you
nice
guys.
Nice big game.
Sabres are what, RJ, 5 points behind the Islanders right now?
Yeah, 5 points. Gotta jump over a few teams. But
in Buffalo.
Tell you what, though, we cleared the path for you guys. Detroit is just spiraling. So it's all there for the Islanders right now.
Isle Sabres, Devils Stars, which in fairness doesn't have a ton of meaning right now. I don't think Devils get in. And then the Knicks and the Blazers, a game you can hear right here at 9:30 on 98.7 ESPN. I was surprised to see Knicks 9-point favorites in the game tonight.
Raymond, what's the actual sleep situation for tonight? We just going to shut it down on that super comfortable couch over there or no? It's
a high possibility.
Yeah. Oh, you might stay over tonight?
It's a high possibility. Well, it's a 10 o'clock tip. I'm in trouble.
Which means that what? They tip off 10-10.
10-10, right? Correct.
Which means the game ends 12:34.
I'm going to be clock watching the entire fourth quarter. I do have a drop dead point where I can get out.
What is your drop dead point where you are now staying in studio?
Probably 1 o'clock. Probably 1 o'clock.
I think that's when it ends. I think that the game ends, post game wraps up 12:57.
Right,
but you go home.
But if there's a situation where, you know, I can get out of here, get home, and get more than 3 hours, I'm taking it.
Well, if you leave at 1, what time do you walk in your door?
Well, I'm going to be driving. There's not a lot of traffic. I could be home in 20-25 minutes.
So you're home. You're in bed 1:30.
Yeah.
And then you're up at
4.
You're better off just sleeping here, man.
Yeah. Why? I mean, that couch is comfortable. It's got great lumbar support.
It is anything but comfortable.
I'd rather sleep on the floor.
Why are you lying? Why are you lying to the masses?
I actually think it is comfortable.
I fell asleep twice on that thing yesterday.
Yeah.
During the meeting.
During the meeting.
Yeah.
We didn't even discuss that.
Full
RJ, he fell asleep during the meeting.
Oh, you know, there's times where he kind of tilts his head back. I'm like, oh, he's sleeping. And then this morning he goes, yeah, I was actually out.
Twice. Because I woke up to just let you guys know I was still participating and then went out again.
I heard like that very like controlled breathing like that.
We're asking like important questions.
Yeah.
And Rick's just like, oh.
And then this morning he's like, how'd the meeting go? What happened at the meeting? He wanted a recap. Raymond, I'm sorry. 3 stars.
Today's 3 stars.
Some days I don't know why I bother.
Number 3.
It's all about respect here.
So you think somewhere
I'm
out there.
I'm going to eat my advice. You guys go ahead.
I'm very comfortable. You guys should respect the fact that I'm so comfortable with you.
Yeah, I do.
Number 2.
Also respect the fact that you can name actors throughout any sort of movie.
Buddy of Wits, who played in the NHL's...
Buddy Newitz?
No, a Buddy of Wits.
Oh. That's a random NHL player that actually didn't exist.
Name some things you thought she did well.
Janine.
An actress of a different sort.
Number 1.
I didn't think that we'd come in today talking about SAT scores, but we did. I used to feel really good about my 1280 SAT score, and now like the
past, you and I got the same thing?
Yeah. Ugh, the disgust in his voice to know that we got the same SAT score.
Yeah, I don't feel great about it.
No, you shouldn't.
Yeah, I feel even worse.
Although he did call you old yesterday, so this is kind of like payback.
That's right. This is my pound of flesh, as they might say. You want to say something about that?
No.
It's Rule 76.
No excuses, playing a champion. It's DPH or Rotherberg.
I haven't used this one in a while. Carpe Omnia.
98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.